into the third hour here. And we'll get to Sheldon's call here in just a second. Matter of fact, let's jump to Sheldon real quick, and then we'll move into the we'll get these 22 statistics. And it was a short segment here, so if we have to hold Sheldon over, we will. But Sheldon, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, good morning, Mike.
Howdy.
Yeah, I had a thesis I'd like to put forward. This was actually sent to me in an email from a Planet X researcher. And it has to do with the Gulf oil spill. The article he sent me was entitled, Gulf Oil Spill Was Done to Conceal the Buckling Seabed. Now, me and this Planet X researcher, we think that what has happened are there's natural catastrophes that are springing up all over the planet. And he was told by a Persian Gulf War veteran friend of his that this guy had a friend in the U.S. Geological Survey, and about 3 years ago they were mapping the seabed floor out in the Gulf, and they found out that land masses in the Gulf were going to be rising. Now, this is all being caused behind the scenes by Planet X because of a tremendous gravitational tugging of the mantle in the Earth as far out as it is right now by Jupiter. See, what has happened is they knew that this undersea asphalt volcano would be rising in the Gulf, and they decided to tap into it to get whatever they could out of it at the same token. And the government would rather have the masses pointing the fingers and blaming the government for doing all this, because historically, everybody just points the fingers at the government anyway, so they could handle that. And they didn't want to alarm the public that natural disasters are occurring everywhere as Planet X gets closer, because if people were to find out that these natural disasters were occurring, the masses would no longer be subservient and obedient to their government, and they would just say, screw you, government, I'm going to stop paying my taxes, I'm not going to mortgage anymore, and we're just going to get ourselves into a survival mode. Screw you, government. So that's what me and my Planet X researcher friend tend to think is going on at this time.
Well, it's an interesting theory. The one question I would ask, though, is why would they cause a disaster when they wouldn't have to say anything at all?
Can you rephrase that?
Okay, well, hold on. I'll hold you over to the break, because you'd made a comment that everything that's going on in the Gulf, they were doing to hide the fact that the seabed's rising. So we have this disaster down there, and 2.5 million gallons of oil spilling into the ocean approximately a day. So if they didn't want us to know, why stage a disaster? That's the question. But hold on a minute. We've got to take a break. Come back. It's an interesting theory. Stay with us. This is the Mike Chambers Radio Program. All right, back here on the Mike Chambers Radio Program, we've got Sheldon in Arizona on with us, and we're talking about Planet X. And Sheldon, have you had a few minutes to ruminate over my question heading into the break?
Yeah, he says, can you ask it one more time? I think I have it figured out, though.
Yeah, why would they cause a disaster to keep this quiet about Planet X when they didn't have to say anything at all?
Well, like I said, they're so desperate for the masses not to find out Planet X is inbound at this time that they'd rather cause this disaster to happen and have everybody point the fingers at the government that the government did it, because if people were to find out what's really happening, they wouldn't pay their taxes, they wouldn't pay their mortgage, they'd go into survival mode, and they'd all say, screw you, government, we got this figured out.
But with the government controlling most of the telescopes in the world, how would the people find out unless they allowed it to be told? That's kind of my question here. I think it's an interesting theory, and you know, and in the talk about Planet X, I mean, here we are, we're coming up on 2012. There's a lot of talk about 2012. Is Planet X a planet, or could it be a brown dwarf and we're part of a binary star system, which a lot of people think? So, you know, there's a lot of questions about Planet X, but the governments of the world control most of the telescopes. They fund them and the like. So if they control them, then they control the flow of information coming out of them regarding them. So they wouldn't need to publish any of that information at all.
Yeah, well, you have to dig for this stuff. I mean, it was put out in 6 mainstream publications back in the mid-80s, and then all of a sudden you weren't hearing about it anymore. It's almost as if, like Lindsay Williams saying, their twisted sense of mentality, they have to tell the masses what's going on in a clever way without telling them.
Well, here we are, the third rock from the sun, and we're just spinning around. Things can come undone, to quote the song. Stay with us. Back in a minute with more. It's the Mike Chambers.